WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. For years, Wisconsin school administrators have said the state funding formula isn't fair. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Statewide, teachers say they're doing the best they can with what they have at a time when kids need more support and everything is more expensive. Rural districts face distinct challenges. The state recently announced significant funding cuts for more than 300 school districts across the state, many of which are rural. Those cuts stem from the state budget passed by the legislature. Jeff Idy with the Wisconsin Rural Schools Alliance says more cuts only exacerbate ongoing staffing issues, federal funding uncertainty, and dwindling resources. And that can lead to hard choices.
We make decisions that have the best impact for kids and least impact on our school district in the end. But that becomes just incredibly challenging when we haven't received as much of the funding.
Idy says Wisconsin's established revenue limits further compound matters by creating inequities between districts. Schools that try to be more frugal end up capped at lower rates and they get less funding. ID says funding from the legislature hasn't met the rate of inflation for more than 15 years, and all of us have experienced inflation hitting just about everything, including schools, maintenance, utilities, and supplies. ID says with the right resources, rural districts could be unstoppable.
We do a great job of connecting to the students, the community. Once we have students and or staff come in and be a part of our rural school districts, they just love it. They love being a part of that. They feel connected. They feel like it's a great thing. Rural school districts are the heartbeat of their community and are incredibly important to the economy.
About 40% of Wisconsin students are in rural school districts.
Wisconsin Eye stopped broadcasting a few weeks ago. Now, two Democrats have introduced a bill to create an alternative, a new government-sponsored network. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
WisEye live streams the legislature, the Supreme Court, the executive branch. The goal is to make state government accessible to everyone. Without it, the only way to watch these things is to be at the Capitol in person. But they're facing a budget gap of nearly $900,000 for 2026. And after a year and a half of working to fundraise, the network paused all operations December 15th. State Senator Mark Spreitzer and State Representative Breanne Brown, both Democrats, are introducing a bill that would create a new public affairs network instead of Wisconsin Eye. That means live streaming would be part of state government, not a nonprofit that relies on donations and sponsors. Spreitzer talking with Civic Media News Director Shally Pittman.
It looks like we are going to be in a position of needing public taxpayer funding for the long term. And if that's the case, then we should consider whether it should just be a public entity that is accountable to elected officials and run for the public benefit.
It would cost about $2 million a year to provide this new coverage of state government. Wisconsin Eye has 18 years worth of archive, and according to their contract, they would have to turn it over to the Wisconsin Historical Society if they dissolved. But for any of this to work, Democrats need Republicans who are in charge of the legislature to sign on.
I certainly hope to get support from Republicans. I don't believe we have any Republicans signed on yet, but this is something that I know we've heard that Republican leaders are interested in doing something.
Spreitzer and Brown originally hoped to get this bill on the floor of the legislature later this month.
The start of 2026 means some Wisconsinites are now wondering whether they can afford their health care. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Congress failed to extend enhanced Affordable Care Act tax credits, which help people who buy their plans on the marketplace. More than 300,000 Wisconsinites get their coverage through healthcare.gov, and more than 90% of them qualified for these discounts. Often, these are people who don't have a traditional employer who can offer a plan, like farmers, small business owners, and people who work for themselves. On average, people saved $600 a month through these tax credits, but now some premiums are doubling or even tripling. Vaishu Jawahar with Health Policy Group Protect Our Care.
Most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and just one illness or hospital visit could bankrupt them under these GOP plans.
With these tax credits in effect, only 8% of Americans were uninsured. Jawahar says under the Republican-led health plan signed last month, unaffordable health insurance will force many to forego coverage altogether. Thad Schumacher, a pharmacist from Fitchburg, says his pharmacy serves a lot of families affected by high health care costs. And now nearly 110,000 people could be at risk of losing their coverage. For a 45-year-old in Wisconsin making $62,000 a year, their premium could reach up to $2,800 a month.
For many of our patients, that's the kind of increase that means they're going to skip appointments, start rationing medication, and make choices that ultimately lead to worse outcomes and poor health. And not to mention, when we do get around to taking care of those folks, it's more expensive for everyone.
Supporters of the Lower Healthcare Premiums for All Americans Act, led by House Republicans, say it'll cut costs, protect small businesses from overreach, and make healthcare more affordable by tackling middlemen. They contend Democratic efforts would have increased spending. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
Trevon Diggs is now a Packer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Defensive back Trevon Diggs is in Green Bay and practicing with the team. The 27-year-old cut by the Cowboys after five seasons in Dallas. Diggs says after he got the call from the Packers, the first person he called was his friend and former teammate Micah Parsons.
He told me, it's work. It's a lot different. You know, he said, I'm going to like it a lot and I'm going to enjoy it. And so far I've been enjoying it a lot. My first day was out there today and, I had a lot of fun and, it's a great thing to be here.
You want to play Sunday? Can you play Sunday?
Yeah.
The Packers play the Vikings in Minnesota Sunday at noon. Matt LaFleur has decided to start third string quarterback Clayton Tune and rest Jordan Love and others to get ready for the postseason. Basketball tonight, the Bucks at home against the Charlotte Hornets. College hoops, the Badgers host Purdue tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a light breeze and a high in the low teens this afternoon, right around 12 for a high today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 4 above for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a little light snow and a high of 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.